101.5 XLO, Zito and Jen in the morning. 7:21 now. Ayla Brown, we had her on yesterday at 6 a.m.
She was terrific.
We knew that our later listeners wouldn't be able to hear it. We played it at 8.
You then, remember.
So we figured we were covered. No, yesterday we get a bunch of emails. Well, I listen in the 7.
Right.
What about us? This is our conversation that we had with Ayla Brown yesterday.
From American Idol.
Joining us now from scenic Wrentham, Massachusetts, Ms. Ayla Brown. Good morning, Ayla.
Good morning.
Hi, Ayla.
Ayla.
How are you?
We're good.
I missed you last night.
Oh,
I really did.
I wish
you had just had at least one shot at the big stage just to see what you could do. I think you would have done great.
I know. I mean, so overwhelming, but yeah, I would have had so much fun if I were there.
So wait a minute, Ayla, you watched the show last night.
Yes, I did watch the show.
Hey, Ayla, how is it now? I mean, is it just crazy? Everybody, I would imagine, is recognizing you.
Well, I haven't really been out of the house, but everyone in Wrentham does recognize me, and they had a welcome home party for me at the Wrentham Outlet Mall on Sunday, which was incredible. I didn't realize how many supporters I had from Wrentham and just from the whole area.
Oh,
and
of course.
They showed up, mostly little girls, athletes, and they had come from their basketball games. It was so cute. I loved every minute of it.
You know, when you first auditioned, did you ever realize how far you were going to go with this show?
Well, I'm pretty competitive with myself, so I wanted to get to this point no matter what. I didn't know if it was actually going to happen, but I really wanted it.
We're talking to Ayla Brown, American Idol contestant from right here in Massachusetts. Ayla, you seem to always get that same criticism, especially from Simon, that there was no real soul to your performances.
Well, when they criticize you, you just have to sort of stand there, smile, and say thank you. But what I was thinking while he was saying that, and even afterward, was I always sing with emotion, whether I show it or not. So I think as the weeks went by, I got better and better. However, I don't think they saw it. And it was hard because I wasn't labeled one of their favorites. You know, they had me labeled as the All-American Girl, which didn't help in my case for the most of America, who me and then someone like Kelly Pickler, they just think we're completely opposite sides of the spectrum. So it was hard to overcome that.
So they kind of build their own stories.
Yes, two different stories.
So you think even when America starts to vote, the judges have a big influence?
Yes, absolutely. I think they do most of the time. And that's why I was surprised when Simon said, Melissa, you should pack your bags because you're probably going to go home.
Yeah, we found it so shocking that, you know, you left.
Yeah, especially after Melissa was...
I was very shocked as well. I mean, I'm not comparing myself to Melissa because it could have been any person up there with me. But just the fact that I was one of the bottom two, and that it just broke my heart.
And how about last night? We're watching, and then she forgets the lyrics to the song.
You know what? I can feel her pain on that one. It is definitely stressful getting up there in front of 30 million people, and especially having it be the first episode of the Top 12. I mean, you never know. It could happen to anyone, and the fact that it happened to her probably makes a lot of people mad from this area, but it happens, and I don't know. I can only smile and tell her that she did a good job.
Ayla, you're very diplomatic. You must have politicians in the family. That answer.
Republican politicians.
Let me ask a question. Was Brenna Gathers really that annoying off stage? Did she ever turn that annoying thing off?
This is some dirt. I love this.
No comment, but she was the same in person as she was on stage.
That's a yes. Ayla, you mentioned that it broke your heart when you were eliminated, and obviously we could see that. You were one of the most emotional, in all these years of American Idol, one of the most emotional people to, you know, have their journey end. So we had a lot of people were talking about that because you were sort of labeled as this young girl from a great private school, from a wonderful family that had never experienced that kind of disappointment. Is that true? Would you speak to that for us?
I believe that is somewhat true because I've always been competitive, you know, on a basketball team where we have been relatively successful. So I've never really experienced failure on a big scale.
Yeah.
So when it came down to the fact that I was so close to being in the top 12, which is when you get the stylist, you get the Ford models modeling shoot, the Ford commercial, all in one day, and then the press and the top 12 party,
and the tour.
Something that I had wanted so badly. And I tried to express myself that night on stage that I was equally as passionate about singing as I was basketball. And I think people throughout America thought that I wasn't taking this competition seriously because of my love for basketball.
Yeah.
But what I had learned so much is that I had a strong passion for something I didn't even know I had in myself. So because of all that, I just broke down and surprisingly cried because I don't remember the last time I cried.
And then you have to perform. Right after that, we just felt so bad for you. Yeah. Well.
And as you could see, it was very difficult for me. And that morning, I had gone to the doctors out in L.A., a voice doctor, because I had strep throat Tuesday when I had performed. And then that morning, I went there, and he was like, you know what? I don't think you should sing today. And I was like, listen, doctor,
I might be a chance
that I have to sing.
Hey, Ayla, who are you closest to as far as the other contestants?
Well, we were all friends. However, I most looked up to Mandisa and...
Ayla, you weren't looking up at anybody unless you were seated. Let's face it.
I know, but I mean, as a role model, of course.
All right.
How tall are you?
I am 6 feet tall without heels. So I'm 6'3".
Standing next to Ryan. Wow.
Hilarious.
He's little.
Well, Ayla Brown, we really enjoyed you on the show where you did Massachusetts Proud. I'll tell you, if I was 30 years younger and 6 inches taller, I'd probably take a shot. But,
thank you. And thank you for all your support. My mom was telling me on the car ride this morning that you guys were really supporting me and just telling everyone out there in the Boston area to get out and vote. So I want to thank you for all of that.
You're welcome.
It's our pleasure.
Yep, you're welcome.
And thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, Ayla.
You're welcome.
All right. Ayla Brown from American Idol, everybody.